All right, welcome back. Here we are, boot camp week 10, skill set enhancement, and obviously we're talking about hypnotic stories. I'm going to give you, it's really simple what we're going to do this week. It's not going to take a lot of time to explain all of this. I will give you some examples and an understanding of how to set up the hypnotic stories, but quite frankly, it's going to take some time. It's going to take some effort. You're going to have to put in the flight time in order to get the results that you're looking for. Hypnotic stories, I'll be honest with you, I don't set these up all the time for myself. If I'm going into a sales presentation or if I'm looking to persuade somebody ahead of time and I know, I will do some hypnotic stories, put something together. But I will tell you this, that you know, if you are in the habit of going out socially, for instance, if you're looking to meet someone of the opposite sex, these hypnotic stories are just phenomenal. If you're in business and you have a set protocol, a set presentation that you do, these hypnotic stories work tremendously. And you see, that's the value of dealing with these, is that they can be custom made for whatever you're doing. Like I said in the main training, these are very similar to inductions. The only difference is they're conversational in nature. So let's go ahead and get started and talk a little bit about what we want to do. And I'll give you an example of how I would put one of these together and to make it you know, the most effective. So the first thing we're going to do is I want you to create a storyline based on an experience you've had in your past. This can be from a social setting or really anything you want. Write the story first with no intentions of it being hypnotic. Then go back and add the hypnotic components into the story. So I've kind of cheated a little bit. Then again, I always cheat when it comes to putting this stuff together because I want to be maximum effectiveness. I'm going to come up with some suggestions. And this is going to be based around the fact that I'm looking to hire somebody for a project. And so my suggestions is you will want to hire me for this project, that I am the answer to your situation, you will feel really good about your decision, and you will make this happen now. So those are the suggestions, commands, however you want to describe it. As I've said in the training, suggestions sometimes are even more powerful than commands, as they kind of come in the back door. And that's really the key. And so let's go through my story. I call this my high school reunion story. And I just want to tell you, I wrote this like I want you to write it. First draft, just off the top of my head. Not a whole lot of thinking involved in it. Just a matter of going through the material. And I'm going to read it to you. Just like I would if I was there. Of course, I need to practice it. I haven't practiced it yet. So again, this is as spontaneous as you're going to get. Now, have you ever attended a high school reunion? It's usually a very unique experience that, you know, gives you a really strong feeling about this. Well, last weekend I was able to get together with several former classmates at a local bar. I graduated in 1982, so I got a chance to see people I haven't seen in 25 plus years. It was just really crazy. The strange part was how everyone looked older. I mean, you know that's expected, but when you remember somebody the way they looked, you know, back when, you can be somewhat shocked when you see them 25 years later. In my mind, it was just really shocking. The good part is I had all three of my brothers and their wives with me and my wife, and we were able to connect with people I haven't seen in a very long time. The funny thing is, when you really think about it, reunions have a certain energy that allows you to get this feeling of commonality, much like the feeling you get as you listen to my advice for this project. Now, the main thing is that it was so interesting to see the value of meeting up with my former classmates and then being able to keep in touch with them through a great tool such as Facebook. And when you really think about how this can affect you positively, it will help you to get excited about the next reunion or get together that you might attend. Do you know what I'm saying? Okay, so that's the story. Good, bad, or indifferent, doesn't matter, because you come up with this story, and then what you're going to do with the story is you're going to start to enhance it. You're going to start to add content to it. You're going to start adding pieces to the story. So this is the basic story. I mean, it could be better, let's face it. It didn't take me that long to write it, but now I'm going to enhance it a little bit. We're going to go line by line. This is how you're going to do it. This is how you become really good at hypnotic influence. This is how you become a hypnotic influence specialist, is paying attention to details. And that's exactly what we're going to do here, is we're going to pay attention to details using all of the components that we've learned up until now. So here we go. Have you ever attended a high school reunion? That's a question. It's designed to elicit a response, but it's not necessary. They may shake their head, they may nod their head. It is usually a very unique experience that gives you, this is actually supposed to say, a really strong feeling about this. Now, okay, experience that gives you a really strong feeling about this. You notice I say a really strong feeling about this, and that is what I'm presenting here. It usually is a very unique experience that gives you a really strong feeling about this. Well, last weekend, I was able to get together with several former classmates at a local bar. I graduated in 1982, so I got a chance to see people I haven't seen in 25 plus years. The strange part was how everyone looked older. I mean, you know it's expected. But when you remember someone the way they looked back when, you can be somewhat shocked when you see them 25 years later. In my mind, it was quite shocking. The good part is that I had all three of my brothers and their wives with me and my wife, and we were able to connect with people I haven't seen in a long time. Now, what I could add here, just like you and I are connecting right now. In fact, as you listen to this story, you might find yourself, let's go back up and see, you might find yourself wanting to hire me for this project because you may just realize I am the answer to your situation. Now let's break that down a little bit. Is that just like you and I are connecting, excuse me, you and I are connecting right now. It's a suggestion, right? In fact, as you listen to this story, you might find yourself wanting to hire me. You might find yourself wanting to hire me for this project. Watch this. I'm gonna add something that's pretty sneaky here. You might find yourself wanting to hire me now for this project because you may just realize I am the answer to your situation. Now again, we're putting this in the context of the story. It sounds kind of strange, but the funny thing is, when you think about it, reunions have a certain energy that allows you to get this feeling of commonality, much like the feeling you get as you listen to my advice for this project. Now what you might be thinking is that you're in a business context and that this person is going to be thinking, why is he talking about the reunion, and why is he talking about the project? And, you know, I thought he was telling me a story. But you see, it's the way to weave interesting material around the story as well as what it is you're trying to get across, you see. Let me just read this line right here. The good part is that I had all three of my brothers and their wives with me and my wife, and we were able to connect with people that I haven't seen in a very long time. Just like you and I are connecting right now. In fact, as you listen to this story, you just might find yourself wanting to hire me now for this project because you may just realize I'm the answer to your situation. The funny thing is, when you think about it, reunions have a certain energy that allows you to get this feeling of commonality. Now, that's the other piece. Get this feeling of commonality. Again, boom. Much like the feeling you get as you listen to my advice. As you listen to my advice. That can actually be broken down as you listen to my advice or listen to my advice. Either way. Okay, pretty cool, right? I think so. All right. The main thing is that it was so interesting to see the value. All right, see the value. These are suggestions that you want to show to people. Okay, see the value of meeting up with my former classmates and then being able to keep in touch with them through a great tool such as Facebook. When you really think about how this can affect you positively, okay, that's another little command. It will help you to get excited about the next reunion or get-together that you might attend. Now, again, somebody might say, well, why in the world, you know, you're kind of throwing me into it. But again, when you're talking in a business sense or even a social setting, unless the person knows you intimately, they're not going to question how you're speaking. You're speaking with an effect in mind. Now, let's go take a look at you will want to hire me for this project. I mentioned that. You will feel real good. I think I mentioned that. You'll get a feeling of commonality. See the value. I didn't put feel good in there. Okay, but when you think about how this can affect you, it'll get excited and make you feel good. Okay, so that, there we go. We added that one in there. Get excited. We could even do real good, which is even better. Feel real good. Now, what you can do as you're going through it is, again, you'll notice that I came out with the base story, and then I started, you know, making sure that this is done. Now, I think Make It Happen Now was you and I are connecting right now. You might wanting to hire me now for this project. So, again, we're putting everything in there. It's not to say that this is going to be the only thing that's going to close the deal, but if you can really break it down and see the power that's going on here, it's really, really powerful. And you'll notice that I just took this story that I came off my head, and we just start adding components. Now, if I go through this a couple more times, most likely I'm going to add some components. And by the way, this is a real story. This happened to me just this last weekend, so that's why I did it, because it was fresh in my mind. Now, you could add a lot more interesting points. You could actually say, you know, as I was in this reunion, I met one of my classmates, my former classmates, is a prison guard. And I'll tell you the stories this guy told about this or that. Or you could say, in fact, I saw one of my old teachers. I haven't seen him for 25 years, and here he was. And it was a great guy back then, one of my favorite teachers, which is true. And you could build the story around that. I hope you're understanding what I'm doing here. It may sound foreign to you. It is almost like doing something in a foreign language, but whether you're speaking English or another language, you're going to put things together like this. When you really think about how this can affect you positively, you notice you're going to pause and you're going to do the commands and the suggestions just like we talked about. It will help you to get excited and make you feel real good about the next reunion or get-together that you might attend. Now, here's what I would add. Just like it did for me. Okay? Now, you could also add quotes in there. You could add quotes about classmates. One of my former classmates who I actually did business with, somebody that I have seen, actually said that by using my services, he was able to increase his productivity by 50%, whatever the number is. Again, so adding that quotes factor into the story as well. But as you can see, you can really adapt the story any way you want. And like I said, you're going to go back over and you're going to rehash it again. This is not going to be the final draft. But I'm just getting you to think and understand exactly how you deliver this type of story, especially since it's about a reunion, it's a social setting, and yet we're using it in a business situation. And not a long story. This is only going to take a couple minutes to go through. But again, it's getting the suggestions out. Get this feeling of commonality. You see, you want to rapport. You want somebody to feel like they're your classmate from 25 plus years ago. You want people to feel like there's somebody that can be comfortable with you as you listen to my advice. You and I are connecting right now. You'll notice I have a connecting point here, commonality here. You might find yourself wanting to hire me now for this project. You might find yourself wanting, okay, that's not, you know, hire me now. You know, not just this, hire me now. You could say it that way, though. You might find yourself wanting to hire me now. So in other words, this would be the actual command. Hire me now would be the actual command. And I'm doing this in words so that it's easy to understand. So that's how you do that. Now, what I want you to also do is I want you to create a storyline based on a TV show, a movie, production, or book you've read. I want you to weave the story to bring meaning and hypnotic influence to the story and use it in a business setting, use it social setting, whatever. I want you to also create a business story that tells a success story from someone you helped in the past that will allow you to present that to your customer. And again, you're going to want to use the quotes pattern there. And the fourth one is to create a sexual storyline on a sexual experience you've had. And I know this is extremely bizarre and strange and weird because most people do not think in these terms. Many of you listening and watching this may even be a little bit like, man, I don't want to do that. And the only reason I bring that up is because it is uncomfortable. And if you can create a storyline that way, you can start to think outside of the box. I'm not saying you ever need to ever deliver it to anybody. And I know you're going to feel, I felt strange when I first did one of these. But what it does is it gets you to start thinking in that, not in that realm that you're looking to do that, but in a realm that it's outside of the box or outside of most people's box. And it's very interesting. And again, like I said, you don't have to ever deliver it, but it's something that will expand your mind, I believe. So sometimes out of uncomfortableness is, you know, comes the ability to become a better story writer. And the key with each story is just to write the story first, then begin the placement of the commands, and then the possible presuppositions and word patterns. Go back and just, you know, keep rehashing what we've been doing. Now, keep in mind, I've been talking here almost 20 minutes. I wrote the stories up about, took me about 10 or 15 minutes to write this story, and it took another not even 20 minutes to go through it and start, you know, adjusting it a little bit. Just like a script you would do, you can do the same thing here. You may remove an entire paragraph. You may say, I'm going to remove this entire paragraph. You may add another paragraph. You may decide to tweak it one way or the other. And that's really what this process is all about. Many of you that want to be stage hypnotists, or you want to be a mentalist, or you want to do some type of presentation that is persuasive, this is how you do it. You put it into your presentation so that every suggestion is a suggestion of power. And that's what I'm trying to get across to you, is that you can almost take any story, any sentence, any paragraph and make it hypnotic if you understand the concepts. Of course, we've gone over these concepts over the last several weeks. This is the first time we've put it together in a story format. And you can start the stories off any way you want, start adding elements into it, and then see what you got. If you have any stories that you think are really good, you think really came out fantastic, send them over to me. I'd be happy to see them and maybe give you a little feedback on them. It's been great sharing this information with you. As usual, put in the flight time. Get as much time as you can with these skill enhancements, because this is the key to your success with hypnotic stories. Again, thanks for watching and listening, and have a great day. So long.